Welcome to the Employer Chronicles with your hosts, Rick Grimaldi and Laurie Armstrong-Halber, attorneys at Fisher Phillips, specializing in management, labor, and employment law. The opinions expressed on this program are solely that of the hosts. This is not legal advice. If you do want legal advice, please consult with a lawyer. Now, here's Rick and Laurie.
Late yesterday, President Trump selected Judge Neil Gorsuch to fill the vacant seat on the Supreme Court. Assuming Judge Gorsuch is confirmed by the Senate, Justice Gorsuch would occupy a critical position on the court, likely aligning with the more conservative Scalia block of justices to form a slim majority in tight cases. I'm referring, of course, to late Justice Antonin Scalia. The question on the mind of employers is, how would Justice Gorsuch treat workplace law cases that come before the Supreme Court?
Well, it's interesting because I'm not sure we can predict solely by virtue of him being a Republican appointee what he's going to do. Justice Souter and Justice Kennedy were both Republican appointees and have turned out to be rather liberal justices and have been strong judicial advocates for social policies.
I think that's fair. But I would look at his body, I guess his body of work, and his body of work, of course, are cases that he has decided. And so in the context of us talking to employers and try to get them ready for what it would look like in a court that a Justice Gorsuch sat on, you have to look at some history and to give an idea of where he might go, at least vis-a-vis employment cases. And it's not always a what we would call on all fours with the type of cases that we might see. But for example, in a 2012 case out of Colorado, Justice Gorsuch upheld the dismissal of a religious discrimination claim brought by a disgruntled former employee who believed his employer should have retained him. The judge at the time wrote, "It is not our function under the federal discrimination laws to tell employers how best to go about their jobs." So, and he suggests in the opinion that maybe others would have gone about the job differently than terminating the employee, but that's not for the court to decide. So it would seem one of the things we would be thinking about, and if you look even at the history of the court generally in recent years, the Supreme Court, it has been decidedly pro-corporation, pro-business, at least the conservative bloc has. That's why we have Citizens United, for example. And I certainly don't want to get off on that tangent. But if history is any indication, and you've got a 5-4 conservative majority, and assuming, and it's a big assumption based on what you just said, Lori, that a Justice Gorsuch would always align with conservatives, but let's just say for the sake of argument that he did in the area of workplace or anything that tangentially touches it. For example, when we're talking about religion.
Well, the Hobby Lobby case is a great example of that. That's probably his most notable opinion, which came in 2013, where he ruled that the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate could not be forced upon those employers with religious objections. And he stated in that decision, which was later affirmed by the Supreme Court and made a lot of news at the time, that Congress structured the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to override other legal mandates, including its own statutes, if and when they encroach on religious liberty. In another case, a year and a half ago, maybe, the Little Sisters of the Poor versus Burwell, he defended the rights of an order of Catholic nuns not to be required to fund contraceptive coverage in the health care plans offered to the employees at their care facilities. And he argued again that when a law demands that a person do something that the person considers sinful, the penalty for refusal is a large financial penalty, then the law imposes a substantial burden on that person's free exercise of religion. What does that mean? That means he would largely be sympathetic, likely, to any type of challenges when we're talking about benefits, contraception, to deference to religious beliefs.
Interesting. Now, one of the other things I think that certainly we've been talking to employers about is if a Justice Gorsuch is on the court, how will he help employers in terms of his style? And he has sort of been described, despite what is, I think we can agree, sterling educational pedigree,
Yes.
Right? But he seems to be described generally by those that know him, those that have worked with him, as a down-to-earth, regular guy and with a common-sense approach. And the approach often comes through in his legal decisions, often to the benefit of employers. In at least four instances, he could have ruled in favor of an employee given the initial review of the case facts, and we don't need to get into all of that, but what he's done is taken what we would think is sound, reasonable legal logic, and then sort of separate out and look at that and using common sense and applying those facts to each particular case. And so I think from an employer's perspective, it's always to the benefit of an employer if a judge can sit back and look at this not just in the vacuum of an ivory tower legal decision, but how does this really work in real life? And if that's really the way he is, I believe, and it's important that we talk about that, that it'll be a benefit to employers.
Yeah, there's one area where you and I may not be as happy with his appointment as others. For those of you who know us and have either heard us or read us before, you know that we have railed against the National Labor Relations Board's activity in the past several years. And although Justice Gorsuch is largely, I'm already using justice, is employer friendly and is skeptical of the power of administrative agencies, he's consistently upheld decisions issued by the National Labor Relations Board. And some of those decisions have actually aided unions, although some have aided employers. Doesn't necessarily reveal that he's anti-employer or anti-union, but it does mean that what at least at first blush appears to be somewhat contradictory is that he will give some deference to the labor board. It'll be interesting to see whether or not that deference extends, you know, where the board has been so left in the past several years.
And let's see what that board looks like by the time the new administration gets done making whatever changes, if any, that it I think is likely to make. But I think that's a really good point, because that might be a wild card, at least as we provide advice going forward generically and as we talk to employers. A wild card would have to be organized labor. And certainly over the last 8 years under the previous administration, there was great deference given to organized labor by the Obama National Labor Relations Board. The president has made one sort of small change to the board, but we don't know how that's going to play. And certainly this would then indicate potentially a circumstance, should the board still be left, to the left, where a Justice Gorsuch might break from the conservative majority, yeah, or at least the conservative bloc, right?
So let's see, we've talked about discrimination claims and his down-to-earth approach. We've talked about employers' religious freedom. We've talked about the NLRB. Let's talk about workplace safety. So I guess the question is, what do we think Judge Gorsuch might do when it comes to workplace safety issues? And it looks like he generally rules in favor of the employer, where the employer takes action in the name of workplace safety. So an example, he upheld the dismissal of a worker who was fired for threatening to start a riot after not being named Employee of the Month, rejecting the employee's retaliation claim. So in those types of contexts, we can, again, I think, expect to see a justice who would support actions by the employer in furtherance of those types of initiatives.
Interestingly, in another area, and I think this is something where employers should be aware, that Justice Gorsuch may not always rule favorably for employers on gender-related claims. And while he has a general reputation, as we said, for siding with employers, he won't always give them a free pass, apparently. When it comes to gender-related claims, he's demonstrated historically the ability to render rulings for both employers and employees, and which is interesting if you think about that. And In a decision in 2008, Orr versus City of Albuquerque, he revived a pregnancy discrimination claim brought by two female workers that had been dismissed by the lower courts. He determined that sufficient evidence existed to support the plaintiff's allegations that they were mistreated in the way they were forced to take maternity leave. Despite the employer's arguments that it was simply applying its sick leave policy in a uniform manner, and that any harm done to the plaintiffs was a result of a good faith error and not intentional, Judge Gorsuch found that the plaintiffs presented evidence undermining both of those explanations. So again, I think it goes to our earlier statement. He's willing to take a look at, I think, each case on its merits and apply the facts and the circumstances in a reasonable, common sense way, which I think bodes, generally, I actually think it bodes well for him as a member of the Supreme Court, assuming he is confirmed. Now, we'll talk politics for 2 seconds. What's the likelihood of that being held up in this particular situation?
You know, I think it's hard to say. We know what happened with Judge Merrick when the Obama administration recommended him, and the Republicans filibustered, and there's been a lot of noise about the Senate Democrats doing the same in this case. I'm not sure that's the wisest move. I think that this particular judge, while maybe not politically left, is a purist and predictable, at least so far as we can tell, based on his past decisions. There are certainly others out there that I think that those on the left might find even more objectionable.
So as we wrap up, your prediction, confirmed?
Yeah, I think he'll be confirmed.
I think he will be as well. And I actually think from the standpoint of what we do, and certainly the employers out there, it's not a bad selection.
Nope. And think about this. He is only 49 years old. So assuming he's confirmed, he's going to be there for a while. So thanks for joining us. If you'd like to keep the conversation alive, please tweet at us on Twitter at Employer Chronicles, CHRNCLS. Or check us out next week or at any time on our website at www.employerchronicles.com.